Let's do this. So yeah, I guess what you were saying before, like you had ideas that most people never talk about, right?
Yes, I've seen a whole bunch of different ideas on the like idea box thing that comes on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are funny, in my opinion. I was like, why would you talk about that? But a lot of people, from the ideas that I've seen, most people wouldn't talk about those kind of things, or they were afraid to go into detail about that. And the reason why I thought about it is because of one of the ideas that said, tell me your story.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought about like my story and how I came to be who the person I am now, and the road I've traveled, all the things I've been through. And I know some people are afraid to tell people what they've been through because either they're afraid of reliving those memories, or they're afraid that somebody's going to judge them, like bully them.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought about that all the time. I was afraid to tell people my story about things that I've done in my past, things that I regret, and then things that have happened to me.
Yeah, you know, I honestly think, you know, with what's going on nowadays in the world, I think, you know, people sending out their ideas should, you know, inventing out, that should be a way to release, you know, frustration. And some people, of course, there are people who are going to be, you know, judgmental and all that. But I feel like they're having like this podcast stuff right now that, you know, this is a pretty cool app. So
yeah,
you know, having this to vent out, I think this is a cool way for people to definitely share their ideas, vent out to what they want us to talk about, and share their ideas. And you know, there's some crazy geniuses out there, and you know, when people kind of keep it in and, you know, bottle people up, their ideas never get out into the world.
Yeah. I mean, like you said about venting, I completely agree with that, especially with the podcast idea. I actually saw this on the installation on Facebook. It came up on my news feed. Like, this app seems really cool. So I started installing it. Turns out this app also came up on one of my other apps that I was using. I was like, hey, I'm downloading this app right now.
Yeah, yeah. I started doing podcasts. I bought like a few mics, and I do podcasts, and I talk to friends and like other people who have goals that they set up and that they want to accomplish. And you know, for this to come up, this is a great way to talk to people and like figure out what their goals in life are.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, one of the ideas that I was thinking about, and most people or people at all wouldn't put it in the idea box, is like talking about anxiety or depression or any disorder that people are struggling with.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And
you know,
maybe they would talk a little bit about what they're going through, or a little bit about it, and then part of it, how to handle it, you know?
For me, when I was growing up, I definitely had those type of like thoughts, like depression, anxiety, and I definitely like driving down the road, I would definitely think, you know, going down the road, be like, oh, what if I just like flip my car? Would anyone ever think of me? You know, no one really talks about that stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm sure I'm sure everyone at some point would think about that. You know, would anybody care if I was gone?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. You know,
and I know some people like me would really think about that. Like, are people gonna miss me when I'm gone? Why would they miss me?
But yeah,
at times I would even ask people why they would miss me if I was gone, and they'd be like, well, why are you even asking me that kind of question?
Well, you know, I feel like everyone, you know, everyone now has some sort of impact on everyone's life. This world is definitely huge. but it's also small. Everyone's connected in some way.
Yeah.
Especially through social media, through apps, through telephones. Everyone's connected somehow. Like this app, we both don't know each other, but we're somehow connected by talking about podcast ideas, and we both have interest in talking about our ideas, talking about what we want to accomplish and what we want to do for moving forward. And hopefully other people will definitely want to talk about their thoughts of different different topics to talk about on this app.
You're right. Some of them I thought about myself, like thinking about all the different things that I can go along with this. And there's so many ideas that you can have for podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
So many things that you can say about the podcast suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
And it even says, every time I've tried to make a podcast, every time I always end up making like a 10-minute podcast and I ended up re-recording it, because it always shows up on the bottom. Most people don't watch a long podcast. They usually watch short ones.
Yeah, 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 definitely. Yeah, when I do my podcast with my friends or like people I just randomly meet, we talk about goals, and sometimes those discussions definitely end up being either like 30 to 45 minutes. And my girlfriend, she's like, she's like, you have to turn it, you have to probably make your podcast like 15 minutes or 10 minutes. I was like, I don't think, discussing someone's life and their vision and their goals, I don't think it can last, for only 10 minutes. These people have their whole lives thinking about what they want to talk about. And then I don't think that's very hard to compress it down to 10 minutes. So,
yeah.
And people like definitely who are into podcasts, that they definitely love to listen to what people have to say. And I enjoy podcasts because it gives a listener like, okay, a new thought, a new view by just like listening to two people talk or even more people.
Yeah. I know I enjoy watching, listening, I shouldn't say watching. I enjoy listening to Rhett and Link.
Definitely.
I listen to Ear Biscuits almost every day, and I start laughing because of how they talk and what they say for the story.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
I mean, they're kind of the inspiration of why I want to do podcasts.
Mm. What was that again?
I said Rhett and Link are... basically the reason why I thought about doing podcasts.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like for me, I started listening to SourceFed, and they were doing like podcasts for a while. And then suddenly they got cut off YouTube, and then the whole podcast thing started becoming not new, but more... a much more better media where people can definitely talk, and those who are shy to be in front of cameras, they can just talk, on a mic, and it'll be perfectly fine.
I mean, I wasn't really shy behind a camera. My mom always told me that I would love to be taken, having pictures taken of me.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my brother were both the same way. Mm-hmm. But I have my own YouTube channel, and I was afraid for the first time, every time when I recorded the video, I had to re-record it like 30 times because I was so afraid of what people would think about the video.
Of course, yeah.
I was just so afraid because of what they would think about how I looked, how I talked, and the way I am, my personality.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm
Yeah, well, the thing about podcasts, though, what I love about it, it's like, no one can see your face. They just hear your message. They hear your story, and whatever you want to talk about, if people have ears, they'll listen.
I mean, I know a lot of people that would enjoy listening to a bunch of different things on different topics, especially.
Yeah,
I mean, I
definitely.
know whenever I, because I just downloaded the app today, when I saw podcast ideas, I was like, I got this one. I'm gonna do this one. I got this.
Yeah. Like for me, so can you repeat what your podcast ideas are?
Really, it was just talking about like things that people wouldn't really mention to us
Yeah.
because they were afraid of what
Just
people would think and about bullying and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I really think that people should talk about the things that they're going through because you said about venting. I know venting helped me a lot, but it also made me feel worse because some people would be like, "Well, why do you feel that way?" And then they would judge me
Yeah.
for how I felt.
Yeah, you when it comes to venting, you have to have the right people to vent to. There's some people who will just be like definitely listen to you and that let you vent, which are and God bless them because those people, they are willing to li take on all the problems that other people take, have. And just like listen, listen, and just listen and listen. And that's all they can do. And then there's people who just want to hear all your problems and then just judge you. You don't want those type of people in your life. You want the people who will, listen and also encourage you and also, push you through. So yeah, I mean, yeah.
I know a bunch of different other ideas that we can, well, we meaning everybody else who would use this, can think about. Like you can talk about food. I don't think I've ever seen a topic on there that said food.
Oh wow, yeah.
Personally.
I didn't see that. Yeah, definitely. I mean, food is something that everyone loves. There are a lot of food Instagrams now that I've seen,
Yeah.
and I think they're awesome because it also those food Instagrams definitely also help businesses grow because people definitely are hungry and then they're wondering, oh, where can I get that? And they definitely go out and try new things, so which is pretty cool.
Yeah. For podcast ideas, other than like negative, not really negative, but venting, they could also use like positive things like food. Most people talk
Yeah.
about food, but there's also other things that you can talk about food, like the types of food that you can get, foods in different countries.
Oh yeah, definitely. For me, I'm going to Paris, and I definitely would love to know where to go to eat, and I'm probably a good podcast idea would be, places to travel and or visit, while you're in this certain place. So,
Yeah.
yeah, that'd be cool. So, I don't know how long this thing usually lasts. It seems like it's coming up close. So, whatever
15
time
minutes.
it does, 15 minutes. Okay, well, I guess Mad Hatress, right?
Yeah, just call me Emily. That's my name.
All right, Emily. I'm Mike. It is good talking to you.
You too.
All right, well, I hope you have some awesome podcast ideas in the future, and
Yeah.
I hope you use this app to its fullest, and hopefully, we'll see. I'll see you up into like people listening to cool podcast ideas from you.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. All right, Emily. Have a good night.
You too.
Okay, bye. So I guess you made a topic of law of attraction. Is that what?
Where did you listen to this? Because I've been kind of publicizing it. I just started doing this. I want to say like two days ago. Actually, yeah, 2 days ago. And I don't know. I just decided to go ahead and speak my mind in this. I was just kind of wondering like where you found me though, first off.
Oh well, I guess like what Anchor does, like if you have topics or you want something that you want to talk about, I think you can like type down what you want to talk about, and then yeah, I just saw a law of attraction. I thought it was oh well, let's that seems cool. I kind of want to talk to someone who is talking about that. That seems interesting.
Oh, nice, nice. So, what is it that you know about it already, or are you pretty new to it, or what?
I'm pretty new to it. Like, I have a girlfriend and everything, but I was wondering. I'm like, what does the law of attraction actually mean?
Oh, okay. So you're pretty new to it then.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I would say to really break it down to like someone that's really new to it, I would say law of attraction is, you know, it's a tool that you can use to quote unquote attract the things that you want into your life. So it's said to say that everything is vibrating off of a certain type of frequency, right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And you can only attract, you know, certain things into your life when you start vibrating off of that same frequency. So believe it or not, money is actually vibrating off of a certain type of frequency. And it's only up until you actually tap into it that you can actually attract it into your life, more and more abundantly, I guess you could say. Yeah.
So would you say this is like that whole like the secret type of thing? Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, bro. It's pretty much this. It's the same thing. It talks about the law of attraction. It talks about everything like that. But what they don't tell you in that documentary, in the movie, or even in the book, they don't. They tell you what it is, but they don't tell you how to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like kind of like dangling a carrot right in front of you.
Okay.
And like, you know, which, you know, there's nothing bad with it. A lot more people came across the topic, and you know, a lot more people are becoming more and more aware of what it is, which I think it's a really, really good thing. But if you actually start implementing, like, you know, like habits, I would say habits, because I actually bought a course. It was a very, very expensive course.
And yeah, yeah.
It was talking about like ways to attract, and this guy was just talking about, you know, I don't know if you've heard of the concept of becoming light. Have you heard of?
No. Is that something like philosophies? Type of thing.
Not necessarily philosophy. I would say more like psychology. I would say more of mental clarity type thing.
Okay.
You know. Gotcha. So it kind of deals with it tells you to obviously let go of stuff, and it's very, very the reason why we all don't have what we really want to have in the world is because we're not willing to let go of the things that bring us down.
Okay.
So our ego holds us down. The people around us, the negative people around us, holds us down. It's like little things inside our mind that keep telling us, well, I can't let go of this person because so-and-so. It's like, no, you're only sabotaging yourself if you don't, you know? So it's like becoming lighter. The concept of becoming lighter is pretty much letting go of shedding off the
like negative. shedding off oneself type of thing.
Shedding. I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Like shedding off oneself, like not worrying about yourself anymore or anything about this world or anything like that, but just like mainly living through this life, you know, without any worries. Is that how it's
okay, so you hit it right on the nail on like not worrying. What I would add to that is, you know how when something doesn't go our way, we're in resistance to what is, to what's happening. Mm-hmm. And so whenever we do that, there's no mental clarity. And by mental clarity, I mean realizing that, you know, what is really most important right now. Like, and I did a podcast. I'm so glad that you called me right now, because I just got done speaking about this. you know, mental clarity, to me at least, it's having the ability, like really realizing that, you know, there's more important stuff in the world. So, for example, you just mentioned you have a girlfriend, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, perfect. So, let's say you guys are arguing,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, your ego is telling you, no, but you have to be right. And she, mm-hmm. her ego is telling her, no, but you have to be right. And you guys are just yeah. arguing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You guys aren't really actually getting to the main cause. You guys are just dangling around this ball of fire, right? And mm-hmm. so what you need to do in this instance, well, what I would suggest you to do is really just knock some sense into her and say, you know what, like, is this really what's, like, this argument, like, most of the arguments that we have in relationships right now, they aren't really that important. Like, they won't matter tomorrow
mm-hmm.
if we're on our deathbed. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, yeah.
They really don't matter. It doesn't matter what Kanye says. It doesn't matter what Kardashian says, or mm-hmm. you know, all these things, bro. They're all external things, and they put us under this illusion that we should be caring about them. But once we drop that off, like, it's that's what I mean, like becoming light,
becoming
you know, letting go of the need to be right.
Gotcha.
The need to, you know, seek for approval, mm-hmm. External things. So the need to feel that your car has to be nicer than the other people's. Like, this is it's not important.
Yeah,
you know, it's irrelevant. And once you realize that, you know, that all that really is important is, like, you're breathing right now, bro. Mm-hmm. You know, you're breathing right now. You know, I'd like to think that you're pretty healthy right now, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing really to worry about right now. And once you realize that, you become a lot more grateful. And a lot more gratefulness, with that comes, you know, the ability to operate off of, not off of a fear-based mindset, because the more and more you think about, you know, what should be, what could be happening if you take that next step or whatever. That's fear-based mindset. But once you start feeling from your heart and doing the things that feel good to you and start feeling good today, mm-hmm. not tomorrow, not in the next 5 minutes, but if you start feeling good today, you're going to attract, you're going to adapt a better you. And by a better you, that's going to attract better people. It's going to attract better opportunities. Like, all in all, it's going to turn your whole life around. And that's the whole concept behind the law of attraction.
So would law of attraction, like, trump fate?
Fate?
You know? Yeah.
Yes. You know why?
Why?
The law of attraction is knowing. And, oh my goodness, I'm so glad you brought this up. I spoke about there's four levels of manifesting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not really manifesting, it's just desiring. Four mm-hmm. levels of desiring. There's the first one is wishing. Mm-hmm. Second one is hoping. Third one is faith, having faith. And mm-hmm. the fourth one is knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So law of attraction is knowing, brother.
Okay.
Law of attraction is not, law of attraction does not, you know, it doesn't doubt for a second. Doesn't doubt for a second that you'll end up getting to that desired place. Like, you get in front of people, you want to go and present in front of people, you get in front of people, you talk in front of people, you mess up, you fail so bad. But if you're using the law of attraction, you actually don't get discouraged, because you know, bro, mm-hmm. you know that this current situation won't stay the same forever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about knowing. It's one step ahead of faith, I would say. It's definitely knowing in your gut that everything will turn out the way you want it to. And you do that by directing your energy efficiently. You do that by directing your energy to where you to what feels good.
But wouldn't that be like having faith and knowing that something will come out good in the end as well?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, knowing, faith is a knowing, but knowing isn't in faith. So faith comes first. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You have to have faith to know something.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't say, I have faith in this, because look, even when you do have faith in something, at times you'll doubt it. Mm. I'll guarantee you. If you say, "Oh, I have faith that I'll be a millionaire by the end of, you know, the year," let's say.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have faith, but you'll go through obstacles, and those obstacles, you'll deep down in your mind know that, you know, everything will get better, but you'll still have doubt. Once the moment that you don't have any doubt, bro, you are in the level of knowing. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So would this be like, this isn't with any type of religion or anything, right? It's just like, just in its own thing, right?
Correct. This is just the tool, like I said. This is regardless of whatever religion. This is just, you know, a tool, a mindset, I would call it. Yeah.
So would you say, like, Christians who have faith, would they be skeptical of this whole, like, law of attraction?
Oh, they'd definitely be skeptical, bro. Yeah. I mean, it's not, what I'm trying to say is that this is not a cult.
People
are so superstitious about certain stuff, and like people definitely think that if you're under some type of disillusion, if you think that just by thinking about stuff and thinking about them over and over and over and over and over again, that it's crazy. But
yeah, because like,
hey, bro, what was that?
Yeah, because like, you know, in the end of the world, not in the world, in this entire world, we have like people like pushing their ideas and their thoughts, and then somehow it becomes cult like and it becomes religion, and then but like this, yeah, definitely it sounds like, oh, you know, this is just a positive mindset, basically.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say something.
Oh, no, sorry.
It's definitely like a positive mindset. It's something way, way ahead of people's minds right now. They think that this is some cuckoo, cuckoo type thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but bro, I'm telling you that if you become lighter, you're going to manifest some crazy, crazy stuff. Before I let you go, because we're about to hit 15
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go ahead and grab my Instagram, and I'll go ahead and follow you back on that, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready? Like,
yeah, go ahead. It's recording, so if I forget it.
Well, I don't know if this is going to keep, but it's okay. Okay, so it's Danny V. Roque. So that's D-A-N-N-Y.
Okay.
V as in Victor.
Yeah.
R-O-Q-U-E.
All right,
Danny
man.
V. Roque.
All right. Well, man, it's good talking to you, and I'll probably look you up, man.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'll go and follow you back, bro. No worries.